Welcome to episode 222 of Todorigawa Bookmakers. Fiction starts at minute 3, but bookbinding continues immediately, and let's see what I did this week. This week, I made 3 pop-up books and cased in 1 novel. The novel I cased in is my Don Quixote-inspired Giapon, and it came in at 290 pages, probably 300, if you include all the extras, including an alternate chapter. But it's not perfect. I haven't edited it yet, so rather than use a bookboard, I used thinner stuff, and now it looks like a paperback, but it's a rather thick paperback. That's how I worked on books that are not finished. The text blocks are not finished yet. After I cased in my one novel, pictures of which can be seen at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, I made 3 pop-up books. The first one is rather simple, but it works very well. It has a V-fold. This is the simplest fold for pop-up books. You open the book and the picture pops up. That was the simplest, and I think it was quite elegant and nice. The second one was a little bit more complicated. It had pull tabs. It had 3 pull tabs, and you pull it and things pop up, pictures pop up. And both of these are great learning experiences. And then the third one I discovered while looking around YouTube, and I thought, this looks rather simple. I think I'll try it. Simple isn't the problem. It wasn't exactly what I was looking for. However, yes, there is a however. I decided to experiment, which is the whole purpose of my bookbinding experience here, is to experiment. And so I made it. It opens like a book. It has 4 sections that look like little rooms, and you can put anything you want in it. I put pictures and some decorations, and then you tie it up with a ribbon, and it looks really nice. I kind of like it now that I've made it. It's sort of like an accordion, but not exactly. So that was good. I cased in a book, and I made 3 pop-ups. And one of the things I learned about making a pop-up book is your desk, your workspace, your workbench, your work table gets really messy really quick, because you do a lot of cutting and a lot of folding and then more cutting and then rearranging, and you glue and you've got tape, and it gets really messy quite quick. And I decided to leave it that way. So it's messy. I will continue now with fiction. In fiction, I am continuing writing the first book of the Fear trilogy, which is Fear Itself. It's winding up to the exciting finish. I hope to finish it this month, and I hope to finish the next book, Fear the Dead, in November during NaNoWriMo. So that's what I've been doing in fiction, writing. That's what you do in fiction. You write. I have books up for sale that, if you would like to support this place, this podcast of my work, you can buy. They're not so expensive. Ebooks. They're ebooks, not real books, but I will make an e-real book. A real book, if you so desire. You have to contact me and go to my website to find the contact information, todorigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com. Fiction writing was quite simple. I continue to write. And at the same time, I was doing all this bookbinding stuff. Very fun, very interesting. And if you like, you can ask if I would continue putting more Fear Zero audio up on this site. That was my printer saying it needs ink. I have been making audio version of Fear Zero. I am up to chapter 10 of 17. So it's coming in, I don't know the time, but let me stop. With 9 chapters completed, it's about 80 minutes. Hopefully it won't be too much longer. I'm on chapter 9 instead of chapter 10, but there's only 17 chapters, so 8 more chapters to go, and they've been running around 10 minutes. Some are shorter, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and some are longer, 17 minutes so far is the longest. Most are around 11. So, if you want it, Ask for it and you shall receive. Thank you very much for dropping by. Hope to see you again next time.